All right, Rebbe, we'll say good morning. Let us begin. We're picking up on page Resh Beis. So remember, we're continuing. We started last week the third of the three aspects of Ava. Third of the three aspects of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was what the Ramchal titled as Kina. So remember, again, we normally translate Kina as zealotry. So what does it mean to be a zealot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So remember again, Ramchal began to discuss this concept that although there is a time to live and let live and just, you know, turn a blind eye to certain things, there are times in which a person must stand up for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person sees that the honor of God, so to speak, is being impugned, or the honor of Torah is being impugned, a person has an obligation to step up and to try to stop it. So Ramchal began to discuss this. We're picking up on the top of page Resh Beis today. Ukvar hifligu chachaminu zichron levracha ledaber b'mishiyesh biyadolim chos ve'ino mochem. So Chazal spoke about a person who has the ability to object to negative behaviors, to object to things that are detrimental, and does not do so. The gazru dino litapes ba'avonachot imatzmo. And it's amazing. In the eyes of Chazal, in the eyes of the rabbis, a person who sees something wrong being perpetrated and has the ability to stop it and doesn't do so is just as culpable as the perpetrators themselves. It's a very strong statement that, again, if I see, because sometimes we feel, you know what, I'm going to mind my own business. I'm just going to mind my own business. It's not me, nothing to do with me. And again, the notion of collective responsibility tells us that if I see something wrong being done and I do not step up to try to stop it, I am just as liable and culpable as the perpetrator himself. Ubemedrash Eicha Amru Hayu Sarah Ka'ayalim. In the Eichon, the Pasuk says that its officers, Sarah, its noblemen, speaking about the Yerushalayim, were like Ayalim, were like rams. Like rams. What does that mean? Ma Ayalim halalu b'shas sharav. Hovchim p'neim elu tachas elu. Kach hayu gidol b'yisra rom devar avera. Behovchim p'neihem mimenu. So amazingly enough, the Medrash explains that this phrase, hayu sarah k'ayalim, was an indictment of Jewish leadership. Just like apparently the Yayal, at a time of famine, turned their heads away. I guess the Yayal itself maybe has some type of food, turns its head away from the hunger of the others. So too, again, in the days leading up to the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Jewish leadership saw the populace engaging in Maisa Avera, in sins, and yet ultimately, again, turned their heads away. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tavo Hasha'ah, Vani Eselohem King. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the leaders, to the Sareha, you turned your heads away from the wrongdoings of the populace, I will turn my head away from you. The Zeh Pashat, and I will say, this is an incredible idea. So this notion that when I see something wrong, when a person sees something wrong, one is obligated. Now, of course, there is this incredible, delicate dance. Because there are times where you turn away. And there are times where you turn a blind eye. And there are times they say, you know what, just not my business. But yet there are other times where the Ramchal says that mamish, to turn away and to turn a blind eye to wrongdoing is as egregious as the commission of the wrongdoing itself. So that balance is very dramatic. He's Vizeh Pashat. The Ramchal says, this is obvious. Look where he comes from with this. Kimisha Oiv Es Chavero. If I truly love my friend, if shalo lispo shiira makim es chavero, o mecharfim oso, ubevade sheiti lezraso. So he gives a very simple mashal. He says, let's say, for example, I see someone beating up my friend. If the person is really my friend, then I won't be able just to stand by while my friend is being beaten up. I'm going to have to step in. I'm going to have to step up and try to help in some way. He says, "Badi sheitzil Ezra." So, "Gami sheohev shmo yisparach." So, I want to listen to this. Says Ramchal, "So someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yuchal lisbol veliros sheichalalu." So, how could a person stand by? How could a person sit by the side and watch the name of God being desecrated? Chas v'chalila, b'shiyavru amitzosav. So the same way that if I really love my friend, if I see him being beaten up, I can't just sit there and watch. but I have to intervene and try to help. If I see people trampling on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course I can't just sit there and watch either, but rather I must somehow step up, intervene, and help. Behuma Sha'amar Shlomo, Oz Ve'Tori Yahalalu Rasha, V'Shomrei Torah Yiskaru Bam. Kiosam Shemechalalim Rasha, Berishasal, Lo Yochichu Aponav Mumo, Hinehim Ozi HaTorah, Umanichim Osa Shetishalal Chas V'Chalila. Because those who see the Rasha, those who see the wicked person transgressing the tenets of the Torah, and don't do anything to try to aid that, or I should say to try to prevent that, then at the end of the day they are just as guilty of the transgression and of the profaning of Torah. Ach shomreha hamischaschim lachzika vaday sheyis garubam. Those who truly care about Torah, care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, and care about wanting to support the supporters, vaday sheyis garubam. So if a person truly loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they see God being trampled on, they will be unable to be silent and to hold themselves back. And we'll say that last phrase is very dramatic. Also, the pasuk from Tehillim: those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu despise evil. So we'll say, so this, I think probably out of everything we've learned, is one of the most difficult things to truly comprehend exactly what it is that is being asked of us. What does this mean? You know, we'll say, there are some people who have something to say about everything. Right? Every single thing that they perceive, that's wrong, they have something to say. Now, generally, that's not normally an effective method. When people comment on everything, usually their word is listened to about nothing. So on one hand, to comment about everything that you see wrong, that doesn't seem to really hold. So to know these situations in life, where it is clear that the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being trampled on, and the need to step. So also, I would say, like, I think often this comes up in so many different realms. This comes up often in parenting, right? Every parent knows you cannot comment on every single behavior of your child. You can't. If you comment on every single behavior, first of all, your children will hate you, right? That's number one. And also, it's not effective. It's not effective. No one likes to be critiqued and criticized in every single thing. So, but yet, too many times, parents turned blind eyes to things that are objectively wrong, that their children do. And especially in today's day and age, everyone is so scared that if you critique, or if you go, and critique is the wrong word, if you parent your children, they're going to go off the derech, they're going to this, they're going to that. The truth is, a parent's job is to be madrich, is to shepherd their children on the right derech. So there is this very fine line where certain things you just have to let go. That's true, right? True with our children, true with every relationship. But other things, a parent has to actively comment. If something's being done in a wrong way, if something's detrimental, a parent has an obligation to step in for the child, but also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This happens in our communal lives, in our societal lives. There are so many things around us in society that we may find questionable or objectionable. Which things do we just say, okay, that's greater society, versus which things do we stand up and say, no, this is not right. This is not right. So again, I will say this. I struggled with this a little bit as I was thinking about this last night, to try to figure out ultimately, again, you know, where is that line? And I don't think there's one answer. I think different situations require different things. Different relationships require different things, and different people have different temperaments and have different abilities to be able to voice an objection. Remember, when we think about kanos, so kanos doesn't mean, you know, showing up with your spear and pulling a pinchas. You know, that's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about the ability to voice an objection, to articulate an objection in a way that doesn't compromise the dignity of the other, right? In a way that ultimately, again, doesn't hurt the other, but yet clearly goes ahead and advocates for a particular position or for a particular morality. Who has the ability to do that is also not so pashut. But in any event, at least conceptually, the Ramchal says that there are times in which you overlook things. But then again, there are also times in which a person must take a stand because they see that the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being impugned. And if you truly love God, I cannot stand by and watch His dignity being trampled on. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up in Emir Tzashem next section tomorrow. Yisro. Right? True. Yeah.